This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Bex Hybrids has announced an expansion at their El Paso, Illinois facility. In an effort to consolidate locations throughout the state, Bex sold their Downs facility to Horsch and is relocating their Practical Farm research site to El Paso. A former Feaster Hybrids facility, Bex El Paso location has provided additional seed processing capabilities, expanded warehouse space, and additional research and testing facilities since 2011. Currently, the El Paso facility has 80 acres of land that will be dedicated to practical farm research and choice trial research studies for the 2018 season. By moving the Central Illinois PFR program to the site, Bex says they'll be able to provide better training for the area sales staff and farmer dealer network, and also work more closely with farmers to offer them education and agronomic support. They say that all personnel and equipment will be moved by the end of March of this year, and they also have plans to expand the current buildings. In addition to El Paso, Bex has 4 permanent locations in Illinois, including production, processing, and distribution facilities in Effingham, Pontiac, Allerton, and Neoga. Significant interest from farmers throughout the state has resulted in Illinois being Bex's fastest-growing state over the past 3 years. Well, free money is available to graduating high school seniors and current college students studying agriculture. The Montgomery County Farm Bureau Foundation is offering 6 scholarships this year. Foundation Chair Heath Houck says the application process is fairly simple, and the foundation does more than just offer scholarships.
Every year we offer our scholarships. We offer 3 $1,500 scholarships to graduating high school seniors, and then we also offer 3 $1,500 scholarships to kids that are in college that are continuing into college. So they can apply for that 2 times. They can receive it as a high school senior, and then again the following year or in years to come. It doesn't have to be consecutive or anything. And really the only requirements that we have are that they are a Farm Bureau member and that they are going into an agricultural field in their studies. So that's kind of just a general overview of what they are.
So pretty easy to apply and be eligible, it sounds like. So a great opportunity for those students that are in school. That money can go a long ways, $1,500. And Heath, other opportunities, other things that the foundation supports, I guess. You're involved with local youth, not just through scholarships.
Sure. We also, as foundation, the Foundation of Montgomery County, we support the FFA chapters throughout the county. If there is a need there, we do have it's a short little form there that they can fill out and ask for some funds to help them out. I know things are tight with the state and everything, so we try to help where we can. And then, I mean, the main goal of the foundation in our county is to help with education, whether it be a young leader tour, going somewhere in the county to Work Saver or Pioneer or something like that, or anything that deals with education. We try to help out the most we can with 4-H, different things there. There's a lot of organizations that we try to support there.
I know there's a few different sources of funding for the foundation, but one of the main ones are donations from local farmers, members, and they're helping support all of those activities.
Yes, the foundation mostly is benefits through the donations that are given, and the easiest way to do that is when you get your dues renewal in October, there's a line on there that says that you can donate to the foundation. And you can give anywhere. You can give $1, you can give $5, you can give $100. And that's primarily where we're getting most of our money to continue to support that program. We've been fairly fortunate over the past years to be able to give out the scholarships that we do. A lot of people do support the foundation, and we greatly appreciate all donations anywhere that they come from.
Well, it definitely is a great branch of Farm Bureau, that foundation money to help these students and young FFA members, and hopefully then they can get involved with Farm Bureau, and there are several opportunities for young members. There's a young farmers group in the county and also some collegiate opportunities.
Yes, I mean, anybody over the age of 18, and honestly, if there's somebody that wants to get involved while they're in high school, we're not going to turn you away. Just basically, our young leader group, I like to kind of call it an extension of FFA through high school. Our group in general, as you look at it today, a lot of people think when it's called young farmers or young leaders, they feel like it's got to be, you need to be from a farming background. Well, when you look at our group, the makeup of that it is today, and you can attest to this as well, Katie, that we don't have, I believe that I'm the only full-time farmer in our group that's involved right now. Everyone's involved in agriculture, and a lot of them are involved in production agriculture, but it's not necessarily their sole source of income. We have teachers, radio broadcaster, we have people. They have livestock. We have people from the FSA office. There's a lot of different ag businesses that are involved there. So we accept anybody that would be interested. That's 18 years old to 35. And then, like I said, if there's somebody that's younger, come on out. Just so that they're aware, every major university in the state of Illinois has a Collegiate Farm Bureau program that's set up. And also in the past couple years, they've started to include the junior colleges. And Lincoln Land, they began their program here in, I believe it was October, it was September or October, they chartered their Farm Bureau Collegiate Group. And the Farm Bureau Network, it greatly helps you in a lot of different avenues, especially with networking. And I encourage all high school members that are going on to college to maybe consider being a part of that Collegiate Farm Bureau to enhance some of your skills.
Several opportunities, and you just talked about quite a few of them, Heath, and they are really a great way to network and meet new people. And why not start with applying for a scholarship? So if someone's interested and they think, hey, I might qualify for this, how do they get an application? Tell us what they need to do.
You can get the application. It's really pretty simple. You can either call the office, call Bob or Julie and ask them about the application, how to get it, or you can just stop in person and pick it up. I know they always appreciate that, being able to see members across the county come in and get the application. And I would recommend personally going ahead and getting started on that, even though it's not due until March 5th this year. I never heard to get it done early and not wait till the last minute, because, like you said earlier, Katie, it's $1,500, and that money does go a long way. Even though college is expensive, every dime helps. And I would say, if you have any questions as well on whether or not you would consider, your field of interest is agriculture related, I would just go ahead and give a call to Bob and double check with him on that, because agriculture covers such a broad area anymore. You want to be sure, and if you're in doubt, go ahead and apply. The worst thing that can happen is someone say no, so you don't know unless you try.
And once again, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Scholarship application deadline is March 5th, and for questions or more information, call the Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro at 217-532-6171. In other ag news, Cargill has signed a joint venture agreement with the largest North American producer of pea protein, stepping into the plant-based protein market. The agreement with Purus is called a game changer in terms of taste and vertical integration in plant-based protein, according to Cargill officials. Meeting Place reports Cargill's financial backing and market reach will drive significant expansion of the operation by Purus globally. The announcement comes just months after Cargill invested an undisclosed sum in Memphis Meats, a company that has developed beef, chicken, and duck protein from animal cells. Cargill joins other large meat companies investing in alternative protein sources. Tyson Foods in 2016 acquired a 5% stake in plant-based meat alternative maker Beyond Meat and boosted its stake last month. In September of last year, Nestle USA purchased Sweet Earth, a manufacturer of plant-based burritos, burgers, and other foods. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.